USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Authorities say they've taken a 28-year-old man into custody half a continent away in connection with four high-profile student murders in Moscow, Idaho. Police reportedly took Brian Koberger into custody in northeastern Pennsylvania Friday. Moscow Police Chief James Fry reacting to the news.
These murders have shaken our community, and no arrest will ever bring back these young students.
A motive for the killings is still not known, and Koberger must still undergo extradition back to Idaho. Meanwhile, news that he reportedly conducted a study asking criminals how they selected their targets and how they felt as they committed the crimes.
The Daily Mail reported that in a post online made back in May that's since been deleted, Koberger appealed to criminals on Reddit, asking them to share their experiences to help him with his college studies. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Heavy rain and flooding threats stretch across Central and Southern California and the West Coast heading into the weekend, with as much as 10 inches of rainfall possible in some mountainous areas. Meteorologist Scott Rowe is with the National Weather Service Office in Sacramento, California.
It's been a while since many people have seen periods of rain that have lasted this long, so let folks be mindful of any sort of dangers that may come with that water.
Forecasters expect the rain to be finished by New Year's Day, but say more is possible in the next week. Things appear to be back to normal for Southwest Airlines following a chaotic week for the company. Only a little over 40 flights, or 1%, have been canceled by the company. The number is a huge drop from the almost 3,000 each of the past few days, which accounted for roughly 60% of all flights from the airline. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says there was a systemic failure to modernize the computer software that controls work schedules and routes plans. This is USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Beat me just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!
The U.S. House Ways and Means Committee releasing its long-sought-after Trump tax records, releasing 6 years of the former president's taxes for public scrutiny on Friday. Democratic member of the committee, Judy Chu, says the info sheds light on millions of dollars in losses faced by the Trump household prior to his White House run and during his time in office.
He claimed that he was a great businessman leading up to his election. But what this shows is that he had mammoth business losses.
Trump and his wife Melania declared negative income on four of the six annual tax return documents. In addition, the Trump Hotel in D.C. showed massive losses during his term in office. The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says she regretted her post-2020 election texts and statements warning that Democrats tried to steal the election. That's according to a transcript of an interview Virginia Thomas participated in with the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Thomas, in the interview, denied discussing any of the post-2020 election causes with her husband. She said the two have an, quote, ironclad rule not to talk about pending cases in the high court. And at the box office, Avatar: The Way of Water is now the third highest grossing film in the pandemic era. The sequel film has brought in over $1.1 billion at the worldwide box office. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.